We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org. Her aşkın sonunda gözyaşı vardır. Akar damla damla seven olur gider.
Yere bekleme geçen günleri, böyledir ne yazık ezelden beri. Boş yere bekleme geçen günleri, böyledir ne yazık ezelden beri. Kimi benim gibi sever gönülden, kimi senin gibi el olur gider. Kimi benim gibi sever gönülden, kimi senin gibi el olur gider.
Hi, this is Bennett, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul that is Ray. Yeah, yeah. Something about Marcella just makes me want to sing. I don't know. I can't help it. I'm sorry, y'all, for everyone who's listening. Hopefully I didn't, you know, wake any cats or anything like that. Welcome to the University of Memphis Hour. I definitely disturbed someone outside. I see them looking now. sorry for the good people of the lobby of the Crosstown Concourse. But we are raised by sound. You have to make a joyful noise sometime. Isn't that right, Rachel?
Yes, you do.
Let me turn you up. I'm all loud. You go ahead, give me a joyful noise.
Joyful noise.
I love it. Absolutely. And I think that's a great primer for what we are about to talk about today. Because we're talking about dance and theater once again here on the University of Memphis Hour. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself before we do that?
Yes, I am Rachel Arnwine. I'm an assistant professor of dance at the University of Memphis, and I am just recently the head of dance at the University of Memphis.
Well, we need to just recently congratulate you on that.
Thank
that's amazing.
You very much.
Tell me, I mean, how does that feel?
Well, seeing how I'm an alum of the program and I've taught there for the past 5 years and just kind of worked my way up, it's a really humbling and great feeling. I'm really grateful for it. So.
Well, we're grateful that those who make those sorts of decisions recognize your talent and your aptitude and your attitude, because you have an amazing attitude.
Thank you.
Here early in the day, I'm on my coffee. Have you had any coffee today?
I've had one cup.
Okay, all right. Well, that got you perky and moving today.
Yes.
So tell us what we're going to hear a bit about.
So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we have our all-student choreographed design and run dance concert. It is called Emerge, featuring 9 concert dance works choreographed by undergraduate students.
So, how long has this process been for getting ready for this particular show?
Well, we had auditions in January when we came back from winter break. So the process has been going on since late January. But as far as the students being eager to begin and be a part of this, I feel like a lot of them say, you know, we've waited our whole, 2-3 years before getting to junior senior year in preparation, waiting for this opportunity. So mentally, they've been waiting for this for a while, but physically been preparing since January.
Well, you know, this is an annual production, is that correct?
Yes.
So that would mean that potentially maybe you were a part of this as a student?
Yes. Back when I was a student, it was actually called New Voices.
Okay.
And so I danced in it all 4 years of undergrad, but I choreographed 2 of my 4 years, because typically you don't choreograph until you're an upperclassman.
And so tell me about how those different roles play out for those who are listening and just have no clue where to even begin with something like this. I mean, mm-hmm. what is that? What are the experiences available for these young people and for those who are guiding them through it?
Sure. So to give a little background, at the University of Memphis, we have a BFA in dance and a BFA in dance science program. So throughout those programs, they take a variety of curriculum within dance technique courses, dance education courses, dance compositions, so learning how to choreograph, things of that nature. So throughout their time, they are getting this kind of holistic experience of different parts of the dance industry within their degree curriculum. So then we have 2 concerts per season. One is a faculty and guest artist choreographed concert, and one is student choreographed. So kind of the stipulation is, okay, you cannot choreograph in the student concert until you've taken at least 1 dance composition course, which is where they learn how to choreograph. So then they kind of submit a proposal, and the dance faculty looks at all the proposals, and we kind of pick the ones that we think would make a strong concert, giving precedence to seniors, graduating seniors, because sure. It is their last chance. But then it's not just about the choreographers. All of the design, so the lighting design, sound design, and costume design, is also done by undergraduate students in the design tech program. And then all of the stage management is our undergraduate students as well.
Well, we've got a song to kick this whole thing off by Hozier. Let's just hang back and listen to it. This is featured in the show?
Yes.
The fear that you can't shift the type that sticks around like something in your teeth. there's some pieces up your sleeve. You've no idea that you're in deep. I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling goes both ways? It's sad to see you go. Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Darling, we both know that the nights are mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought of crawling when you had a few. 'Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. I thought it through. To see you go, sort of hoping that you'd stay. Darling, we both know that the nights are mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Oh, crawling back to you. Never thought of crawling when you had a few. 'Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. Never thought of calling when you've had a few. 'Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I've thought it through, crawling back to you. Ever thought of calling when you had a few? 'Cause I always do.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. It ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, they hit that in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promised you I would fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated and you're sinking, I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here, blooming to our actual powers. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the roots, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
WYXR 91.7. I got all tongue tied there. WYXR 91.7 FM, the bigger station. That's what I want to say, the bigger station. A part of something way bigger. And so are you. If you're listening, you're a part of us. We're the station with the city soul. And when we say that, we don't just say that just because, just for, you know, sunshine and dandelions. We say it because we're listener supported. We're supported by the University of Memphis. We're grateful by that. We're supported by the Daily Memphian and Crosstown Concourse. And we're supported by all of you who listen, who donate, who share the links, who show up to our events, and who support the community of culture and arts, where we all reach across. I mean, all of these different organizations, we're all, you know, sharing in celebration of our neighbors who have incredible expression. And a big part of that is what's happening on campus at the University of Memphis, with students, with alumni, with faculty, with staff. So I'm just all excited. I'm all pumped up. My coffee's kicking in.
I can tell.
We got Rachel Arwine here. Rachel, you still feeling all right?
I'm good. I'm good. Excited.
So we're talking about eMERGE. For those who are just tuning in, tell them what we're talking about.
We are talking about eMERGE Dance Concert, which is our fully student choreographed, design, and run dance concert that we have annually at the University of Memphis in the Department of Theater and Dance.
And you told me something that's very, very special is that you rarely miss class. And your class is hanging back doing a special assignment so that you can be here letting people know about their amazing work.
Yes, I am. I never cancel class, but I wanted to be here to come promote our show. So my students are doing an alternate assignment, and I'm here.
Well, I think I try to not use the term cancel because class is still learning is still happening.
Correct.
But you are doing an alternative assignment today.
Yes. They are in the studio without me is all it is.
Well, I wanted to make note of how important these students and their work is to you, that, you know, you typically you'd be there nurturing them and allowing them to pour into one another in their learning environment. And you're expanding that or amending that today so that we can share this great message, and so that people potentially, if they're able to, if they'd like to, can come show up and support them themselves. So let anyone listening know how they can find out more about the show and how they can support it.
Yes, so the show is this weekend, Friday, March 28th and Saturday, March 29th. On Friday, we have a 7:30 show, and on Saturday, we have a 2 p.m. and a 7:30 show. Tickets are available on memphis.edu/theater. And you can go there to reserve your ticket and find out more information about the location and all of that.
Well, we just saw, heard in my mind, I was seeing a song by Hozier and a song by Beyoncé. Yes. Tell me about how they sort of play a role in the show.
Yes. So in the show, we have 9 concert dance works, each choreographed by an undergraduate student. This year, they happen to all be graduating seniors. So it's kind of their final opportunity to create a work before they go out and spread their wings in the professional world. But those two songs are used in separate works. One is a solo choreographed by Madison Hill. And so that's the Hozier song. And then the Beyoncé song is part of a trio choreographed by Kylie Davis. Two totally separate dance works. And honestly, two totally different creative approaches and feelings and energies that come from these pieces.
When, you know, one of the students comes forward with a piece that they'd like to do or submit to the show, I mean, is there much of a process to punch up the work and bring it to life or bring it from the student's vision to stage in a fully realized manner? Or is it kind of already shaping?
It depends on the student. Okay. Sometimes they come in and they say, I want to use this song. And that's all they know, right? They don't know how many dancers they want, or they don't know what feeling, that kind of thing. And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes they come in and say, you know, I have a feeling or a thematic concept or a story I want to tell. I have no idea about music. I have no idea about how many dancers I want, that kind of thing. It really just depends on the student. And so they begin with whatever their one or two ideas is. And throughout the process, they work very collaboratively. Well, they choose their own music, but they will work very collaboratively with lighting design and costume design and sound design to kind of make their ideas come to fruition. So it's a really collaborative effort with other designers as far as like the whole piece is concerned and the production of the whole piece is concerned. But they go through their kind of own process of developing the choreography and all of that. And of course they have their faculty that can mentor them through that when they reach points of, you know, kind of, oh, I need help here and things of that nature. But it is very much a collaborative effort. It's honestly really beautiful to watch.
Well, you know, I'm just curious. I can only imagine that there are a lot of aha moments as an instructor to watch these young people work it out in real time and also work together. I mean, do any success stories come to mind of just true fortitude and I'd say togetherness? I can only imagine there's some great stories of you know, each one teach one.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a handful, but the biggest one, I mean, there's one particular work in this show that I won't say the student's name, but this is her second year choreographing. And I said to another faculty member last night, I said, oh my goodness, like looking at her piece that she choreographed last year in Emerge versus this year, it's just like light years. And you can see that they're taking what they're learning in their curriculum and in their classes and really creating thoughtful work, which is what we want, right? We want them to flex the muscle of becoming a choreographer and develop their choreographic voice. And just to watch these students over time, over their 4 years with us, just grow from these young 18, 19 year olds into these just beautiful artists with these individual voices is just really, it's just so beautiful to watch.
Yeah, in the past, I've been on campus and gotten a distinct opportunity to collaborate with some of your students. And I mean, they got it together. I mean,
yeah.
I know it doesn't start that way always,
no.
But when they see it, they see a project and they're giving me stage directions and all that. I'm like, oh man, okay, cool.
Well, and that's the goal. You know, it's a pre-professional program. And so our whole goal is to help them develop their artistic voice, but also prepare them for the professional world. So our hope is by the time they get to that junior, senior year, they are doing exactly what you just said and collaborating in a professional way.
All right, next up we are going to hear another piece from Emerge, Curse of the Contemporary.
Thank you. confides in me, he needs to. He doesn't feel the need to lie. And my suspicions always proved me right. Did I deserve it? Tell me, was it worth it? I smelled the cinnamon. How could I depend? Expect me to defend myself when you ain't there. Now his hands are in my hair. His whispers in my head, that's it, I'm broken. Our love is tainted by the tide. Both sides of the moon. And the moon is tainted by the tide.
Two that I liked a lot. I like the vibe on both of those. Got a little bit of dance, or mm-hmm. Well, a little bit of upbeat dance.
Yes.
You know, a little bit of in the cut. I don't have the lexicon, Rachel.
That's okay.
Maybe I should sit in on a class or two.
Well, you're always welcome to.
Oh, thank you. You're always welcome at WYXR here. University of Memphis Hour. Rachel Arnwine, Jared J.B. Boyd here. I don't think I ever introduced myself.
You did not.
Just the mystery man. The Wizard of Oz is over here talking.
Yes, the man behind the curtain.
We're talking about Emerge. Last time we came from break, I called it Emerge because I'm extra.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. So for those who are just tuning in, Rachel, give them another rundown on what this show is all about.
Yes, we are talking about Emerge Dance Concert. It is our fully student choreographed, design, and run annual concert at the University of Memphis in the Department of Theater and Dance.
Oh, and when will it be?
It is this Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. On Friday, we have a 7:30 p.m. show, and on Saturday, we have a 2 p.m. and a 7:30 p.m. If you would like to check out more information or get tickets, you can go to memphis.edu/theater.
And you know what? That sounds to me like if someone is going to make plans, they need to make their plans.
Yes, especially so. Emerge typically is performed in our studio space. So what we can do is we can convert our large dance studio into a black box theater kind of space. And it's still very, I mean, it gives the energy of an intimate dance performance space. I say that to say seating is pretty limited. Mm-hmm. We usually can have around 85, between 85 and 90 per audience in that show. So tickets do sell pretty quickly.
This is a very unique experience. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I don't want to speak out of school here, but a lot of these young people could be the future leaders of the industry. I mean, you can see them while they're mm-hmm. studying, while they're expressing themselves in this early formative stage. I think that's incredible.
Yes, and it's like I was saying before we broke last time, you know, it's really beautiful to see these students where they start when they come in their first year and then watch them develop and bloom over 4 years. It's really beautiful. And it's, you know, this concert in particular, or this Emerge rather, in particular, I feel like the students have really carved out their own individual voices. So each piece that is choreographed is very standalone, I would say, meaning just they kind of have their own individual voice and artistry to it. So I think that's something really beautiful to watch. And it also is a testament to there's a diverse range of interests within our students right now. So some will go on to be dance educators. Some will go on to be, you know, maybe professional dancers. We have some in our dance science program that plan to go to PT school and be physical therapists for dancers. So we have a variety of interests as well. So we could see a variety of careers come out of our program.
Well, you know, speaking of, you're in education and you were a part of a version of this show in the past. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the pieces that you participated in back in the day, back in the Ooh. Good old days.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I can remember everything. So back in the day when I was in the program, this concert was called New Voices. And again, it was all student choreographed, all student run, all student designed. But the first piece I choreographed was a jazz piece. It was a large group jazz piece, and I used music by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And it was, I mean, kind of had a New Orleans kind of feel. And then I went on to choreograph another piece that was a little more contemporary, modern, with some Bon Iver and some other songs, or other artists, excuse me, used in there for musically. But I danced in the show all 4 years, so I had a variety of works that I danced in. Sure. Some of them may be my favorite works that are like within my top 5 or 10 things I've ever danced in kind of thing. So some yeah. really, you know, and a lot of the connections I made during those processes I'm still connected with today. A lot of the people I'm still friends with or still even work with or that kind of thing. So it was, yes, it was about the experience of performing and dancing and choreographing, but it was also about building your network of people and your community of people within this shared interest of dance.
You know, I like the way you communicated that. That's really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. So I feel like I'm hearing, it's like, sounds like somebody's like talking in my body. I'm sorry. You hear those voices?
No.
Oh, my bad. Maybe I should.
It might be your coffee.
I might get that checked out. So I'm very, my ears are so sensitive.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. You were talking about the people watching that we are actually doing here in the building at the Crosstown Concourse. And you used a term I hadn't heard before. Was it body study?
So we're sitting here in front of this large window, and I thought, you know, I could sit here all day and do like a movement research study
Yes,
just watching people and how they stand and wait and walk and go about their day. I could watch this all day and have material to create a work. It's just, I don't know, just something about human nature.
It never occurred to me. I mean, that the movement of humans just going on about their day can be incorporated in such a thing.
Yeah, it's very postmodern, right? There's, you know, in the postmodern era of modern dance, there was a lot of, you know, breaking the mold from this kind of what ballet and the restrictions of what ballet always was, and bringing in gestural movement or pedestrian movement or everyday human movement. So I think it's really fascinating how you could take something like a gesture or just an everyday basic movement and create it into something that is telling a story.
Absolutely. Are there any other things that are happening on campus right now that you're excited about outside of Emerge?
We have a couple of master classes coming up for the dancers. That'll be really good. And then our final show of the season is actually a musical called The Most Happy Fella. So that is happening.
It's about me.
Yeah. happening at the end of April. So that'll be at the Sheet Performing Arts Center, which is the brand new, brand new meaning not very old, Performing Arts Center on campus on Central. So that will be the closer of our season. And so the majority of our musical theater majors are involved in that.
Yeah, we'll be there on campus. When I say we, WYXR, we're having a meeting in the middle. Our get together conference, to hopefully inspire young aspiring music professionals, whether they be artists on stage or people who'd like to be engineers in the studio or in a concert setting or management or all sorts of different vocations that are in the music industry. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to inspire them with some panel discussions. That'll be this Thursday from 6 to 8.
Nice. That sounds really great.
Yeah. So, WYXR, University of Memphis, we're always hanging in tight together.
Yes, always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's get into some more music from Emerge. And you listen to WYXR 91.7 FM. You got Rachel here. You got JB here. And you got Emerge coming up. Here's Peter Gabriel.
Of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me, and you can sing me anything. Love is long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you ought to give me wedding rings, and I love it when you give me things, and you. To give me wedding rings. Mm-hmm.
rings. We climbed a mountain, and I picked wildflowers and put them in her hair. And at the top we found a meadow and danced barefoot in the grass. And I'm not lying, there were bluebirds in the air. It was a long one. There's a time or two we felt like giving up. But every fall and every stumble made us stop and see the wonder. And with your hand in mine we pushed on towards the top. Why do people climb mountains? Is it just to reach the top and see the view? Every rock and every river, every soar and every splinter, I would climb every mountain with you. Well, the clouds rolled in, and there was lightning, there was thunder, there was rain. But as we hid beneath our shelter, all the doubts that we had felt came pouring in as a flood we had to face. Then came the sunshine, the clouds rolled back and color filled the earth, and the rain. In the summer and the winter, when it's warm and when we shiver, I would climb every mountain with you.
Whoa.
WYXR 91.7 FM. Emerge is coming up. Rachel, let them know how they can attend this incredible event.
Yes, Emerge Dance Concert through the University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance is this Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. Friday show 7:30, Saturday shows 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available and more information at memphis.edu/theater.
Rachel, you're the best. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, have an incredible show this weekend. Give the students all of my biggest high fives, and everyone be good to each other.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Lovey, girl. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, hi there. This is Carla Thomas. And if you didn't know it, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. You're raised by sound.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday.